This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Joe Biden is calling the struggle to reopen U.S. schools amid the coronavirus a national emergency, and he's accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of ignoring the issue and stoking unrest in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The Democratic presidential nominee's broadsides came a day ahead of his own scheduled trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Biden said he wants to help heal a city reeling from another police shooting of a black man. The wounding of Jacob Blake and subsequent demonstrations have made the political battleground state a focal point for debate over police and protest-related violence. Biden's visit comes 2 days after President Donald Trump visited the region. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump marked Japan's surrender in World War II by saluting American strength. The United States federal government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to be distributed by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of presidential elections rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had said states in the near future will receive permit applications from McKesson Corporation. That company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places including state and local health departments and hospitals. More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, and Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. The number of worldwide infections quickly approaches 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half the world's cases. This is VOA News. Australia's Victoria State Thursday reported a triple-digit rise in new COVID-19 infections for the first time in 4 days, denting optimism that a second wave of cases has been contained. Australia has now recorded more than 26,000 COVID cases, while the death toll rose to 678 after at least 15 people in Victoria State died from the virus. Those strict restrictions have helped to prevent the spread of the virus beyond Victoria. They have wreaked havoc on the economy, with official data on Wednesday showing Australia had entered its first recession in 3 decades. The International Criminal Court Wednesday said moves by the U.S. government to place sanctions on its prosecutor were an attack on international justice and the rule of law. The court was responding after the U.S. government moved to blacklist ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda because she had launched an investigation into whether American forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan. In a statement, the world's permanent war crimes court said the sanctions are unprecedented and constitute Rome statute system of international criminal justice and the rule of law more generally. Amnesty International has accused the Iranian government of overseeing a campaign of human rights abuses during a crackdown last year on nationwide protests that were sparked by soaring fuel prices. The rights group said in a report released Wednesday that Iran resorted to torture, rape, and other ill treatment of those involved in the November unrest that rocked the Islamic Republic. Iranian officials said about 200,000 people participated in those protests, while the chair of Parliament Security Committee estimated at least 7,000 were arrested, and rights groups said the number of detainees was in the thousands. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas is now urging Russia to investigate, now that it's been confirmed Wednesday that a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin was poisoned by a Russian chemical nerve agent. A German government spokesman confirms that 44-year-old Alexei Navalny, who fell into a coma in Russia and is being treated in Berlin, was attacked with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Novichok is the same nerve agent Britain says Russia used to poison former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the British city of Salisbury 2 years ago. Russia has repeatedly denied any involvement in the attack, which the Skripals survived. One member of the public, Don Sturgis, was killed. Decontamination and recovery measures in the city cost millions of pounds. Novichok is a deadly group of nerve agents developed by the Soviet military in the 1970s and 80s. Navalny was airlifted to Germany last month after collapsing on a flight from the Siberian city of Tomsk to Moscow. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.